We're doing Agadot HaTalmud. We're holding the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Zayin. And the Gemara tells us that Rav Avira said the following drasha, the following derivation from a pasuk. Rav Avira sometimes quoted it in the name of Ravami and sometimes in the name of Ravasi. The pasuk says in Nahum, Nahum is one of the prophets of Tre Asar, the pasuk says, Ko amar Hashem, im shlemim v'chein rabim, v'chein nagozu ve'avar, v'initich lo anechod. So said Hashem, if they've been whole, if they've been many, if they've been shearing and fast, if I've afflicted you, I will no longer afflict you. What is the verse talking about? So Rav Avira said, we darshan the pasuk as follows. The pasuk is talking about people who separate tzedakah from their money. Im shlemim, if a person sees that his parnasa is whole, he's getting exactly the right parnasa. He's making ends meet, but exactly. So then, he should take some of that money and give it to charity, to give some tzedakah, and in that merit, he will be given from heaven more. He won't have to live a life where he's just making it. If one has mercy upon others from heaven, they'll have mercy upon him. And certainly, if a person sees that he's being given extra funds, so he should take from that funds to give tzedakah. That's how he explained the beginning of the pasuk. Im shlemim v'chein rabim. Regardless whether one's parnasa is shalem, whole, it's exact, or it's rabim. Certainly, if he's getting extra from heaven, he should use some of that for tzedakah. What does the verse mean? V'chein nagozu, and so too, if they've been sheared. So, in the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, they explain the following. Hagozez, one who shears his wealth, one who, just as one shears, one takes off the wool from the sheep, so too, this person takes off some of his assets to give tzedakah. And over here, why is it called shearing? Because our sages stress that we usually give a tenth, a tithe of our profits, meaning there's a certain amount I make, and of that I give a tenth. But what about the principal? The principal, when I earned that money, I gave the tenth, but now it's the principal. I don't give a tenth the second time. Meaning, I don't look at my bank account each year and say, okay, if I have $10,000, I'll give $1,000. I say, well, what if that money is new? What if that money is profit? The money that was principal, that was last year's profit or 2 years ago profit, that money I've already given the maseron. I've already given my tzedakah from that money. Now I give this year tzedakah from the new profit. But if a person takes off tzedakah from the principal as well, so then yinatzel midina shel geinom, he is saved from the payback, the justice of perdition. That Gehenim is called Yom Evra, a day of anger. So that's why it says V'chen Nagozu, if one takes off from his principal, V'Avar, he'll make it out of Avar, which refers to Evra, anger, the anger of Gehenim. And it is explained with the following mashal, the following allegory. If you have two sheep that want to cross a river, so one of them is filled with wool, it's laden with its wool, and the other one has been sheared. The one that's sheared looks like a baldy, it's got very little hair. That one passes through the stream and it makes it to the other side in peace. The one that's not sheared, the one that still has all its wool, starts going into the water, and as it goes through the water, the wool absorbs more and more water until it becomes so weighty that it doesn't make it across, it drowns. So too one's wealth. The wealth, just like the sheep's wool, is an asset. If one gives tzedakah, just like shearing the sheep, so then he passes in peace. He'll pass the court case in heaven in peace and be saved from Gehinnom. Amar Mar Zutra, and Mar Zutra taught us from the end of the verse, V'initich lo anechod, and if I've afflicted you, I will not afflict you anymore. So This refers to a person who is an ani. Initif could mean I've afflicted you, or I have made you an ani. And if I've made you into an ani, Hashem says, I will no longer make you an ani. If a person who is an ani gives tzedakah, then Hashem says, I will ensure that he is not an ani anymore. And Rav Yosef learned that we derive this concept from this pasuk.
What does an ani signify?
Ani is a poor person. Ani with an ani.
But if ani gives tzedakah, he is not an ani. Okay?
And Hashem says, I will ensure he should not be an ani. Now, whenever we read these gemarot, we have to know that these gemarot are giving us a musar haskel. They're giving us a certain concept, a moral concept. A person has to take care to give tzedakah. A person shouldn't view the tzedakah that he's giving as though he's losing by giving tzedakah. He's gaining in heaven. Even a poor person should find a way to care for others and give tzedakah, and this will help him get out of his state. The Gemara gives us many messages here. The Maharal explains that Hashem wants us to be like him, just like Hashem gives with rachamim, so too a person should give others with rachamim. And that's why we have the two allegories. The allegory of the two sheep, that we look at a sheep, the wool that's on it isn't alive. And that's why the wool that is on it can cause the sheep to drown. It doesn't function in saving its life. It's not a part of its life. It's sitting and ultimately it'll weigh it down. So too the money that we have, it's not alive. And the money is not what gives us life. We sometimes think, if I have the money, then I'm alive, then I can do what I want. The money can also drag us down, just like the sheep's wool, which protects it from the cold, in certain instances can drag it down. The only way that it gives life is when it protects it from the cold. And so too the money gives a person's life when he uses it for mitzvot, when he uses it to give life to an ani. Then the money that remains in his hand gives him life. So these are important concepts, but when we come to deciding halachically what we're supposed to do with our money, before a person takes from his principal and gives tzedakah, he has to verify halachically whether he should. And before a pauper gives tzedakah from his money, he has to verify halachically whether he should. It says in halacha that a pauper, even the poorest person in Israel, should give one coin to tzedakah once a year. That's not what we would think from this Gemara. So we have to know that the Gemaras teach us a concept, and practical applications, we have to turn to halacha to learn how to apply them practically.